פרק ח' in ספר התניא. ועוד זאת במאכלות אסורות, שלכך נקראים בשם איסור. Furthermore, in regards to מאכלות אסורות, things that are forbidden to be eaten, why are they called איסור? As we saw already, איסור means that it is locked in. When things that are asur have their shoresh in the three klipot atmeot, the ta'ava to eat isurim has its shoresh in the klipot atmeot. So when a person eats ma'achalot asurot, he is giving more yenika to the kochot atum'ah of the three klipot, and his ta'avav achila now is trapped in the klipot ha'asurot, and it cannot come out. It cannot come out. Mipene she'af mi she'achal ma'achal isur belo hoda l'shem shamayim. Here, the Baal HaTanya is going to add a bigger chidush upon what he said in the previous perek. Even someone who ate something that is asur, belo hoda, by accident, he didn't know that it was non-kosher, and he ate it l'shem shamayim. Now, we said before, when a person eats something divrei harishut l'shem shamayim, he's taking the ma'achal, which shorsho b'klipat noga, because it's reshut, and he brings it up to the shoresh of kedusha, when he has in mind l'shem shamayim. If a person eats ma'achal that's kasher, but he doesn't eat it l'shem shamayim, for the time being, that ma'achal and the ta'ava for that ochel gave yanika to the klipot ha'temeot. However, being that it is mutar, it is possible, it's only lefi sha'a, it is possible to release it by using that energy for Torah, and so on. But let's say a person ate ma'achal asur, belo hoda, of course, aval he ate it l'shem shamayim, la'avod Hashem bekoach achila ha'hi, to serve Hashem with the energy that he receives with that food. V'gam pa'al v'asaken, and he did so. He went immediately to pray, to learn. V'kara v'itpalel bekoach achila ha'hi, he learned and he prayed with the koach of that eating. Listen to this. En ha'chiyut sheba ola u'mitlabeshet betevot ha'torah v'hatefila kemo ha'heter. He gives us a little bit more of a vivid picture what it means that we give koach to the kedusha when we eat something l'shem shamayim. He says, in this case, even though you ate it l'shem shamayim, but being that it is something that is asur, that chiyut, that energy, does not go up to the shoresh ha-kedusha, and it does not become mitlabesh in the words of the Torah and the words of the tefillah that you are going to utter. See, when we say tefillah, when we say Torah, the energy of our eating, if we ate for that purpose, the energy goes into the letters of the Torah and the tefillah, and with that it goes to Shamayim. So you took something from Klipat Noga and you brought it up to Shoresh HaKedusha. Mashen ken, in such a case, if it's something that is asur, why? Mipene isura. Because it is chained. Isura means it is chained, it is jailed in the sitra achra of the three klipot ha'temeot. Even something that is only asumi de rabbanan makes no difference. After all, he says, Shechamurim, Chazal tell us, Chamurim, divrei sofrim, yoter mi divrei Torah. Divrei sofrim is even more chamur than divrei Torah. So there's no difference in regards to this metziut that we're talking about of yenika chas v'shalom to the shalosh klipot ha'temeot, isur deoraita, isur derabanan, the same thing. V'lachen, now listen to this, gam ha'yetzer hara v'koach ha'mitave la'devarim ha'asurim. We've been saying till now, we've been repeating, that the ta'ava for something that is asur also comes from the klipot ha'temeot. Shorsham, their shoresh, comes from klipot ha'temeot. So when you utilize it for isur, it's just giving the klipot more koach. So now we're going to see the name of this Yetzer Hara, this specific Yetzer Hara. Gam Yetzer Hara ve'koach ha-mit'aveh le'dvarim asurim, the ta'ava for dvarim asurim, you know what it's called? Hushed mishedin nuchra'in. It's a goyish shed. Shed nuchra'in. It's a shed nochri. The ta'ava to do something or to eat something that is asur, that ta'ava, that Yetzer Hara, comes from the klipot ha-tme'ot. The power that comes from the klipot ha-tme'ot that wants to do the averot has a name. It's called shed shel nochrim. It's a goyish shed. Shehu, umasbir, hu yetzer hara shel umot ha'olam, shenafshotehem yishalosh klipot ha-tme'ot. You remember, I think it was back in Perek Bet or Gimel, where he told us that the nefesh of Umot HaOlam comes from the Klipot HaTme'ot. The nefesh of the Yehudi, the nefesh of Bahamit of the Yehudi, comes from Klipat Noga, not from the Shalosh Klipot HaTme'ot. So now the ta'ava to do something that is asur is coming from that Yetzer Hara of the Umot HaOlam, whose nefesh is rooted in Shalosh Klipot HaTme'ot. מה שאין כן היצר הרע וכוח המתאווה לדברים המותרים למלות תאוותו. How about the יצר הרע and the כוח התאווה for something that is מותר, but only for תאווה. You're not doing לשם שמיים. I just want to enjoy the food. I just want to eat it. Just לשם תאווה. But it's kasher. That תאווה הוא שד משדין יהודאין. That's the Jewish shed. לפי שיכול לחזור לקדושה. Why? Because the shoresh of the ta'ava, of eating something that is mutar, not only the ta'ava, but the thing itself, the food itself, which is mutar, or the ta'ava for eating, for ma'achalot, lo ma'achalot asurot, but ma'achalot, l'shem ta'ava, comes from klipat noga. That is a Jewish shed. Because the nefesh ha-bahamit of the Yehudi comes from Klipat Noga. Okay? And what is it? What's the difference that it's Jewish? Yachol lachzor l'kedusha. It's possible to bring it back to the Kedusha, as we said, even though a person ate it shelo l'shem shamayim, but if he uses the energy eventually for good, and especially if he does teshuvah, so then he's able to bring it back to Kedusha. Yes?
Is he saying literally Jewish, non-Jewish, or is it
more he's like using the Lashon, he's using the Lashon of Zohar Kadosh. He's not making this up on his own. This comes, if you look on the bottom, it comes from the Zohar Kadosh. It shedinu mazikin misitra dimsavu ditkeriu shedim akum. There are shedim. And here, when we are saying shedim, we are talking about the koach hamitaveh, the koach that wants to do bad. That's what we're calling shedim here. It comes from klipot. Okay? Klipot send off shedim. The negative energies that are sent off from the klipot are being named here shedim. So now, if they come from the klipot ha-teme'ot, which is the shoresh of nefesh ha-ba'amit of the umot ha-olam, so that's shedin akum of the goyim. If it comes from the klipat noga, that's the shoresh of the nefesh ha-ba'amit of the Yehudi. It's shedin yehudain. Ve'it be'on hakimin deinun shedin yehudain. That's the lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh.
Umot, it enters into the Yehudi or just...
You're asking a good question. You're asking a good, good question. How is it possible for a Jew... I want to see you clearly. How is it possible for a Jew to want to do something that is asur? If you're calling it shedim nuchaim, as ma makom shel shedim nuchaim betoch Yehudi, right? So how is it ever? If you're saying that the nefesh ha-bahamit of the Jew is shorsho b'klipat noga, and therefore the koach ha-mitaveh is called shedim Yehuda, yafeh meod. Ah, now we know there's Jewish shedim, yafeh. Some people know already, but okay. the point is, so how do you have ever a Jew who's mitaveh to eat something that is asur? How is that possible? Kusha tova, she'ela tova. Which means you're asking, how did the shed nochri get into a nefesh of a Yehudi? Do you remember what we said? When a person eats shelo l'shem shamayim, l'shem ta'ava, not l'shem shamayim, so what did he do? He took klipat noga, and lefi sha'a, where did he put it? He put it in the shalosh klipot ha-teme'ot. So it's lefi sha'a, ze nachon. But if he took time, if he procrastinated before he brought back the klipat noga, it already had its effect. And it the klipot ha-teme'ot shot back with some shedim, with some bullets of shedim nochraim, which means, let's put this in simple language so that we can understand what we're talking about. The beginnings of averot are from things that are mutar, but they're done for ta'ava. If a person eats l'shem ta'ava, shelo l'shem shamayim, eventually he can be nichshal, he can stumble in ma'achalot asor, because he gave room for the klipot ha-teme'ot to give their kind of shedim, to do their job. Yeah, it's very important. I'm glad you brought that up. Ach mikol makom, kodem shechazar la'kedusha, but before... Now, listen to this, Rabotai. Before it goes back to Kedusha, we're talking about Klipat Noga, Hu Sitra Acha Hu Klipa, right? You ate Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. So beforehand, before you brought it back to Kedusha, it's in the Sitra Acha in the Klipa. V'gam Achar Kach, and even afterwards, Harishimu Mimenu Nish'ar Davuk Baguf. This is something new that he's teaching us here. Even though we bring it up back to Kedusha, it's a person ate Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. But then he went with that energy and he learned Torah. So Baruch Hashem, he was able to release it. It's mutar, it's not asur. But it leaves over residue. It leaves what's called a reshimu, a roshem. It leaves over an effect. Nish'al davuk baguf, in the body. Because, you know, food turns into blood. It turns into our nutrients in the body. So even though, yes, the energy was released back into Kedusha, but there is still a physical element that stayed, of klipa, that stayed in the body. Because every food becomes blood and flesh. Rabotai, this is the purpose, this is the reason why there's such a thing called chibut hakever. What's chibut hakever? They bring here in the bottom from the Shara Gilgulim, from the Zohar Kadosh, everything chibut hakever, we all know. It's after the person dies, lo alenu, after a person dies, bekitzur, it's a shaking of the nefesh and the guf together. It's a shaking. It's a sevel. It's a suffering to the niftar. Of course, there are things that can be done to be spared from that suffering. But what's the purpose of chibut hakever? Is to shake off all those reshamim, all those impressions that were left off in the body from all the ma'achalot, lo ma'achalot asurot. From the ma'achalot ha-mutarot, aval shelo l'shem shamayim, l'shem ta'ava. Lenakoto ule-taharo mitum'ato shekibel behana'at olam hazeh v'ta'anugav mitum'at klipat noga v'shedin yehudain. From the tum'a and from the klipot that his body absorbed from klipat noga and the shedin and the Jewish shedim, as we explained. Ela im ken, mi shelo nehene me'olam hazeh kol yamav kerabenu HaKadosh. Except if a person is like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that all his life he did not enjoy anything from olam hazeh. What does that mean? In fact, there's another ma'amar, that's one ma'amar in the Gemara. One ma'amar in the Gemara, if they bring it maybe on the bottom here, that in Masechet Ketubot, before Rabbeinu HaKadosh passed away, he picked up his 10 fingers to Shamayim and he said, Ribono shel olam galui v'yadu alefanecha sheyagati be'eser etzbeotai batorah ve'lo neheneti afilu be'etzba ketana. He didn't have a hana'a from the physical joys of this world, even like a finger. On the other hand, there's another ma'amar, that all the life of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there was nothing that was lacking on his table. He had everything, the Gemara tells us. Just like Antoninus, the Gemara compares, right? So what do you mean, lo ne'ene? The answer is, Rabotai, the Shlach HaKadosh explains, lo ne'ene. No hana'a was shelo l'shem shamayim. Of course he enjoyed, meaning he ate. Well, he didn't eat. He had everything. He ate, of course. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was very rich. But every one of his eatings in life were l'shem shamayim. Now that's extraordinary. It's unbelievable. He was the one who was able, if a person is like that, so he didn't leave over any reshimu, any residue in his goof. Mimela, there's no need for chibut hakever for him. So anyone like that, that's something else, he says. Now the Balatanya, Zechutot Hagen Aleinu, is going to enter into the sugya of Dvarim Betanim. I'd like to start with that next week so that we can focus on it. It's basically explaining in the same vein as Ma'achalot Asurot, but to understand the difference between Dvarim Betelim, speech that is mutar, that is asur, that is reshut, what's from Klipat Noga, what's Klipot HaTmeot, we'll get into that in the next part of Perek Chet Be'ezrat Hashem. Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha Omer Atzal, Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael, Lefichach Hirba Lahem Torah Mitzvot, Sheneemar, Adonai Hafetz Leman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Amen.